Health. At least 8,400 residents in Ziwa, Soi Sub-County in Uasin Gishu can now receive enhanced medical services after Kimergoi Health Facility received a donation of select lab equipment worth $500,000 from Safaricom Foundation. Uasin Gishu Governor Dr. Jonathan Chelalem expressed optimism that the consignment would improve diagnostic services at the facility and relieve the residents the burden of traveling MNY kilometers for similar services. He made the remarks during a development tour to the sub-county as he officially launched the newly equipped lab at Kimergoi Dispensary, Ziwa Machine Area, lauding the support from the Safaricom Foundation, which he said was key in promoting universal health coverage by ensuring access to efficient and reliable health services at the grassroots level. "We are very grateful for the support from Safaricom. We have received lab equipment worth ₱500,000. We are committed to working together with them. Safaricom have and continue to support us. Like now they are building a boys' dormitory at Nien Secondary School," said Dr. Chelalem. He affirmed his administration's commitment in prioritizing health through improving diagnostic equipment across all the 138 health facilities in the county in order to offer quality services in terms of accurate prescription. He hinted on a ₱437 million deal with an Israeli ElseMed organization with expertise in health technology, to leverage on drone technology to boost health services where samples will be easily transferred from facilities with no labs via drones to sub-county hospitals for analysis and prescription. Health CECM Abraham Serum said the move is a game-changer that will enhance the facility's capacity in terms of diagnosis and prescription, unlike before when they relied on their own observation, which was prone to errors. He commended the role played by the 90 community health promoters, CHPs, in the area in offering services like monitoring blood pressure, sugar and other ailments, adding that it is supporting the health agenda of the government. In her remarks, the nurse in charge of the facility, Rhoda Kurgit, indicated that the facility, which started its operations in 2016, mainly offers outpatient and mother-child health, MCH, clinical services, noting that lab services had been a challenge for a long time, which made it difficult for them to offer accurate services in terms of diagnosis. "Since 2016, the dispensary has been doing great service to the residents of these areas. It was the main one serving patients from three wards of Ziwa, Kapkuras and Kipsambar. Previously we used to treat about 20 patients a day, but with improved services we are able to serve 50 to 60 clients per day, which is a significant improvement," noted Kurgit. She noted that the support from the donors has saved patients from transport expenses they were forced to incur in terms of seeking lab services from Sariqwa Health Facility, which was far. On her part, Mercy Kiprop, Territory Business Lead, Safaricom Foundation, indicated that the initiative is part of the company's corporate social responsibility to ensure communities get support in terms of access to improved health services. The Kimergoi Dispensary Committee Chairperson Joseph Bittick cited staffing, water and expansion space challenges as he urged the county government and partners to come in to support the facility by addressing those challenges to ensure seamless services to the Wenanche. Eldoret Water and Sanitation Company, ELDOWAS, Managing Director Peter Biwott, who is a resident from Ziwa Machine Area, lauded the cooperation from Safaricom working together with members of the society in order to improve and bring services closer to the community. He said the select lab equipment is an immense support to ensure mothers and children from the area receive efficient health services which promote the growth, especially for children under the age of 5 years. "This dispensary serves close to 1,500 patients per month, mostly women and children. The equipment from Safaricom Foundation will boost services in this dispensary, as we know if children do not get good medical care before 5 years, it always becomes a challenge for them to grow healthy. This will improve both the health of our mothers and children," noted Biwott. He assured the residents of improved access to clean water for domestic use through the Ziwa Dam project, which is expected to be completed in 2 months to serve about 500 households in the area, schools and hospitals. He also mentioned that Safaricom has also made a proposal and concession worth about ₱1 billion to support ELDOWAS to boost water services in Eldoret Town and its surroundings and help to reduce non-revenue water, NRW, losses.